Joining me online right now is Craig Weishart. He is the program director for ESABC. ESABC stands for the Electronic Stewardship Association of British Columbia. Thanks for coming, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
The Electronic Stewardship Association of British Columbia are the people that are responsible for taking all of our electronic detritus and disposing of it efficiently, correct?
That would be it. Electronic Stewardship Association of BC is a mouthful, but that's exactly what we do. We're an industry-led group that not-for-profit, and our responsibility is to safely recycle the end-of-life electronics.
And that's an increasingly challenging proposition, I imagine, with the volume of electronics people are shifting out of their houses now as new stuff comes in. So you guys are not-for-profit, but you are pretty well supported by the fact that every time I buy a piece of electronics today, I get a line item for the most part that's for recycling. That money goes to you, right?
That's correct. If you buy an electronics item at your local retailer, you'll see that EHF environmental handling fee on there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we make sure to say that that's not a tax. We're not a government agency. We're an industry-led group. But exactly right. That that money is collected and comes to us, and we use that for the administration and program costs to safely dispose of those electronics once they reach end of life.
So, Craig, tell me that you're using my hard-earned money wisely.
We are indeed, and in fact, one of the reasons that that I'm at the program now is I've got a business background, and really the board of directors hired me to look at costs, and obviously this is a business of balance, and we obviously cannot compromise in areas like the environment or any of that kind of thing, but we're very conscious of costs and the fact that our funding comes from the consumer, and that it's our responsibility to spend that money wisely.
So many people still aren't aware of what the best method for disposing of any of the electronics are. So why don't you fill us in? It's not just putting it in out on the curb for curbside collection.
That's correct. I mean, we obviously do not want people to put electronics out on the curb or in the back alley that isn't where they belong. And realistically, the very first choice is to look at that piece of equipment and see if it has value in it. If
mm-hmm.
it's a good piece of electronics and it's got use in it, you know, the best thing you can do with that is put it on eBay or Craigslist and give it to somebody who can use it, or better still, a computer for an organization like Computer for Schools. So
mm-hmm.
reuse is a very good place for that computer to go. But if it's truly at its end of life, or a television, or an old monitor, then that's where we come in, and we run 120 plus depots around the province, most of them under the Return It brand.
Okay,
and that's where we would like to see those electronics go.
And so that's in every community, there's one of those Return It places where we can take our bottles and cans and some other recycling. I can take my electronics in there now.
That's correct. Again, there'll be potentially some smaller communities that can't support a depot, and we run collection events in those locations.
Mm-hmm.
But most major population centers, most even smaller cities and towns around the province will have some kind of a collection depot. Again, most of them run by the Return It folks, but we also work with the municipalities, the regional districts. Salvation Army does collection for us.
So, oh, okay.
A number of options around the province.
Now, once they go into the Return It, they're not looked at for repurposing. They're looked at that point for disposal, correct?
That's correct. So
yeah.
We want the consumer to look at that electronics before they bring it to us and say, hey, you know, can we give it to Computers for Schools? Or
mm-hmm.
I know you've done some work
Free Geek.
With Free Geek.
Yeah, Free Geek
like
in
that.
Vancouver, yeah, is a great alternative. But they have minimum standards of computers that are going to be recycled, or if not, then they tear them down into the component parts. Televisions must be the bane of your existence right now, or you get excited because there's so many, but they just don't seem to have any value out there, the old CRT displays and TV sets.
And that's correct. I wouldn't. None of the end of life electronics is the bane of our existence because it is our existence. But we certainly are keen on making sure that stuff doesn't wind up in a landfill.
Because there's lots of bad stuff in there.
Bad stuff can happen to it. So that's really what we're looking to do. And but you're right. I like to tell the story of Grandma's old 1963 color TV that she watched Bonanza on. Right. I mean, we still see those.
Wow.
And that's what we really want to get out of the environment. There's lead in the glass of that picture tube, and we certainly don't want that in a landfill leaching out.
Now, you have money coming in from the sale of new electronics, which you then have to spend to dispose of the old electronics. That can't always be an easy balance because depending on the economy, sales are going to be different. So your cash flow is not necessarily dependent on the success of getting people out to recycle. What happens and how do you actually pay money for the disposal and how much control do you have to make sure that it's responsible? Because we do hear stories of, you know, we've heard stories in the press of, you know, cell phones coming from North America and going over to China and just being burned in huge piles and things like that.
And that's what we're here to prevent, and I think we do. In fact, I know we do a good job of that. But the funding side, you're right. It is challenging in that respect because effectively the EHF that you pay at the till today when you purchase electronics really is going to fund the electronics that are historic and that are coming into our depots and into our network now. So there is that kind of disassociation between the purchase because the life cycle is so long on electronics. So, you know, we do have to look at that balance, and we do have to adjust fees periodically. And that hasn't happened. I think the last fee adjustment was back in 2009, and it was actually a decrease of the fees at that point. And that's the balance that we need to work, and that's one of the reasons that we are looking to reduce costs in the program is so that we can continue to grow the amount of electronics we recycle, which is our goal, without going out and raising that fee on the electronics that are sold today.
So where do these end of life cycle electronics go? Is there one huge place that disposes of everything, or is there depending on what it is, does it go to different places?
There's actually several locations throughout Canada and a couple right here in the Lower Mainland that do this kind of thing. And it's actually we refer to it as kind of the upstream and the downstream. And there's some initial work that's done when these things are brought in, and just what you referred to earlier, the plastics are taken off. Like if it's a TV, you take the plastic cover off, and that goes into a stream for recycling plastics, right? And if it's a TV, one of the old CRTs, we take the picture tube out, and those things go. In fact, most of those wind up out at Tech Cominco and Trail BC.
Okay, for the smelter there.
The lead out of that out of the glass, and then the circuit boards have value. They've got gold in there and copper, and those are all sent to downstream smelters, and those metals recovered.
Now, so, do you recover some cost or do you make some money off the sales of some of these items that are more valuable, or is that not in the cards?
The way it works is that the net, we do pay the recyclers to recycle the product, but we don't pay effectively the full cost of the recycling. That is subsidized, if you want to call it that, by them selling the raw materials that they get from that. So basically they bill us on the net cost of the goods after they've recycled the valuable materials out.
So they're incented to be efficient as well.
Correct.
Good.
They very much are.
And how are we doing in BC versus the rest of the country?
We're actually doing very well, and I would say, in fact, there are lots of numbers out there that say that BC is one of the most successful electronics programs in North America. We're doing, well, since program startup, we've recycled over 65,000 metric tons of electronics. And this year we'll probably do, one of the measures that's used worldwide is kilograms per capita. And we'll do over 4 kilos per capita of the electronics that are obligated in BC. And that number stacks up well, certainly anywhere in North America and pretty much anywhere in the world, even Europe, where they do this stuff all the time.
Why do we have such a head start here? Why are we doing such a good job? Is it you? Is it all you, Craig?
Oh, of course it is. I wish I could say that. You know, part of it is, I, I'd say there's a number of factors. One of them is that I just believe BC is a very green province. We have very conscientious citizens of the province, and I think very people who think green much more so than some other areas. We do a lot of advertising. A big part of our budget is awareness and making sure that people know where to go and what to do with their electronics. And I think that's a big part of it. So, like I say, a number of those things I think combine. But BC being a green place and a beautiful place that people want to stay beautiful, I think is a factor for sure.
Well, that's good, and I don't think we can get the word out enough. A lot of people do know about it, obviously by the success rate at 4 kilos per person, but I think that we can increase that a lot, and it's certainly a story that I'm going to want to continue to follow. ESABC.ca is the website for more information. Look for your return at locations in your community or check with your municipality for other options if you don't happen to have one. Craig Weishart is the program director for ESABC. I have to thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you helping us get the message out.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.